This is Brent Lausenius, and I'm here with Doug Backens, who is running for re-election for the Dodge County Board of Supervisors. Doug represents District 7. Doug, thanks for joining me, and why don't you tell people a little bit about your background and family and things like that?
You bet. Thanks for having me here. I was born in Omaha. I actually have lived in Fremont the Wall 57 years of my life. Been married for 36 years. I have three children, three grandchildren. We operate a lawn service here in town. I have some rental property. Back in the beginning, I worked at Hormel's for about 5 years. I worked at Vigortone Ag Products for about 3.5 years. During those years, I was involved in the community as a volunteer firefighter for Fremont Volunteer Fire Department, Fremont Rural, and then in 1994, I got hired as a full-time firefighter for the city of Fremont. I gained rank of lieutenant, and after about 25 years, I retired as a fire lieutenant. I belonged to the Eagles for 35 years. I was involved in the Fremont Firefighters Historical Society, Fremont Firefighters Local 1015, Barnard Park Historical Society, and Delta Waterfowl.
Doug, can you let everyone know why you decided to run for re-election?
Well, I've been involved the last 4 years as a District 7 supervisor. We've got a few projects out there that are still in the works that I'd like to see get completed, and that I've been involved in is the big one, obviously, is the big radio project for the countywide fire departments and police departments. It's taken us a little longer to get it all put together, but it's still in progress, and we're getting closer every day. There's a IT committee that I've been on with a couple other individuals. I was real shocked when I got on the board that the courthouse had several different providers for different technology service in all the different departments, so we're trying to streamline that now to get everybody on the same page, and obviously that'll help the taxpayers. It'll save us money in the long run.
Obviously, you're on a lot of different committees, and you mentioned the radio project and that, but what is it about being a supervisor that you like best?
Well, just meeting a lot of different people, a lot of functions going on. You know, it's not just the meeting every 2 weeks. There's a lot of other committees that you're involved in. As I spoke of the IT committee, I'm on the Merit Commission, so I've been involved with hiring deputies, interviewing individuals for that position. Obviously, the last 4 years, as a community as a whole, you know, we've all been busy with the COVID, the flood, been lots of things going on, the LPP and the chicken barns back in the beginning. So it's just been a busy, great 4 years, and I just enjoy being involved in helping the community.
Looking ahead, Doug, what do you think are the biggest challenges facing county government, especially here in the next 4 years?
Well, it's obviously the continued expenses. Things are always going up, yet we've got to control our spending and stay within our budgets. There's a lot of things that we need to control and keep an eye on, but we got a lot of things that we need to move forward to keep Dodge County growing. Security, you need to be able to give the individuals and the people in the departments, the sheriff's office, the roads department, and everybody as a whole, give them the tools and the necessities they need to do their job to keep everything safe and move Dodge County forward.
So in the next 4 years, it's mainly keeping an eye on expenses and making sure the county continues to make progress.
Yeah, and we also, you have to have growth too if you move forward. Obviously, with growth comes, like I say, all them other things that you have to take care of. You still got to take care of roads. If everything grows, same within the city, I've always thought or said when they've talked about being involved in the fire department, growth is great, but you got to take everything along with it. The fire departments, the tree trimmers, everything goes hand in hand with growth.
Doug, one thing I've been impressed with in covering the board for about 2 years is that you all seem to work well together. There's not personality conflicts and that sort of thing. Is that just because you guys are all have a common goal of working together to help the community, or what is it?
Yeah, I believe that's a lot of it. We discuss things ahead of time and we solve some of our issues. We've got great leadership there at the top of the board. We all kind of work together. We have our differences and we work through them. But in the end, it's all about taking care of the community and the citizens.
Last thing, is there one thing in the past 4 years that you're particularly proud of that the board has accomplished? And it could be, the radio tower that you've talked about, because I know that's pretty important to you.
Yeah, that is, especially for me being in the fire service, as a volunteer and full-time for 35 years. And that's a huge asset for all those individuals can all communicate on the same frequency, you know, out throughout the whole county. And plus we can overlap now and talk with, you know, Washington County's had that system, Saunders County's looking at it, you know, safety in the fire service, EMS, and for the police department as a whole, that's a big issue. Not that it wasn't a lot of things that weren't safe before, but that's just, you know, how technology changes. And obviously, as soon as we get this done, things are probably going to be a little behind. As soon as you get up and running, you know, just like computers, everything just keeps changing.
Absolutely. Yeah. All right, Doug, is there anything you'd like to add or anything we didn't go over?
Like I said before, I just enjoyed being on the board the last 4 years. I've been here all my life. I enjoyed, you know, visiting with people, talking to people. Met a lot of people when we're out there knocking on the doors and campaigning and stuff. And I just want to, if I can, appreciate all the support I've got during my campaign and encourage people to get out and vote on November 8th.
All right. Thanks a lot for your time today, Doug.
Hey, thanks for having me.